Out front, I'm King David McKenzie. A father is standing trial in Rockhampton, Queensland, Australia, about 370 miles north of Brisbane, for allegedly forcing his 14-year-old son to have sexual relations with a prostitute because he thought the boy was gay. According to the Rockhampton Morning Bulletin newspaper, the alleged incident happened in 2007 at a family barbecue. The father, who cannot be named in the press because of Australian law, was said to have phoned a sex worker and arranged to meet her at a motel in North Rockhampton. Rockhampton Magistrates Court was told that he waited outside the motel room after telling his son he expected to see a used condom as proof that he had had sex with her. The alleged offenses came to light after the father called the Child Protection Investigation Unit in May 2008. The police officer who answered his call said he claimed authorities had not acted on his suspicions that the boy was abusing his younger brother, and admitted that he had taken the 14-year-old to see a prostitute to sort the situation out. The boy's mother said her son had tearfully told her his father had taken him to see a prostitute but would not say any more. Magistrates said there was enough evidence to charge him with the rape of his son. The case will be heard in a higher court in the new year. And a Washington, D.C.-based gay rights group is demanding the removal of anti-gay marriage ads on the city's transit system. Full Equality Now D.C. said the ads force LGBT citizens to face discrimination when they go to work. The ads are sponsored by a group headed up by Bishop Harry Jackson of the Beltsville, Maryland Hope Christian Church, to oppose a gay marriage recognition law approved with the overwhelming support of city leaders. The law recognizes gay marriages performed outside the city. Since then, lawmakers have approved a gay marriage bill that allows gay and lesbian couples to marry in the district. The law is expected to go into effect in February or early March. Full Equality Now DC issued a statement saying, quote, "For LGBT citizens to have to experience discriminatory messages as they go about their daily life is unacceptable and must be stopped. For this reason, we demand that WMATA remove all advertisements posted by Jackson's group as soon as possible." End quote. A happy new year from Out Front. At baronofarizona@gmail.com, I'm King David McKenzie.